Living well. Question time. Doctors know a lot, but they don't know everything about you or what's best for you. The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, AHRQ, reminds us. Asking your physician questions can give your healthcare team important information about you, including your biggest healthcare concerns. Here are some questions AHRQ encourages patients to ask to improve their care. What is the test for? How many times have you done this procedure? When will I get the results? Why do I need this treatment? Are there any alternatives? What are the possible complications? Which hospital is best for my needs? How do you spell the name of that drug? Are there any side effects? Will this medicine interact with medicines I'm already taking? AHRQ has an online question builder for patients to develop a tailored list of questions before they have specific kinds of appointments. www.ahrq.gov/patients-consumers/question-builder. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. Team effort. Work with your entire healthcare team on a diabetes care plan. If you have diabetes, talk with your healthcare provider about your treatment. Your provider and VA healthcare team can help tailor a treatment plan to get you to a healthy blood sugar range safely and effectively. This will also help you avoid low blood sugar, hypoglycemia, a potentially serious problem. Your team will help you recognize the symptoms of low blood sugar and treat it quickly. VA and DoD guidelines encourage patients to partner with their entire healthcare teams on all aspects of their diabetes care plans. You can help by planning ahead for your visit, telling the team about your needs and preferences, and working with them to make decisions about your care. State your questions and concerns at the start of your visit so they can be sure to cover these topics. Here's an example of how a veteran worked with his VA team to better manage his diabetes and avoid low blood sugar. Bob is a 75-year-old Navy veteran who has diabetes and high cholesterol, also known as hyperlipidemia. He planned ahead and came to his checkup ready to discuss the medications he was using. Bob had an A1C, average blood glucose level over the past 3 months, of 6.9%, but his age and medications put him at high risk for having low blood sugar, glucose. Bob's nurse asked if he'd had hypoglycemia and explained that symptoms can include fast heartbeat, sweating, headache, hunger, and weakness. He recalled having a blood sugar below 70 milligrams per deciliter twice recently. Once after having a salad for lunch and working in the garden, his blood sugar was 44 milligrams per deciliter. This reading was dangerously low and put him at risk for passing out or even a seizure. Additionally, Bob used insulin regularly when his blood sugar was not elevated and used too much when it was needed. This made it harder for him to safely manage his diabetes and increased his risk of low blood sugar. Bob talked with his provider about his healthcare preferences and goals. Together, they found a way to meet his healthcare needs that included more regulated use of insulin. Bob's provider also referred him to diabetes classes, a registered dietitian, and a pharmacist for help managing his medications. After working with his healthcare team for several months, Bob is now meeting his needs and goals, and he's successfully controlling his A1C. He and his team are happy he hasn't had any more low blood sugar readings. Healthcare providers are ready to work with patients toward the goal of long, healthy lives. Help them help you by being prepared to ask questions and follow their advice. Resources. The VA-DoD Clinical Practice Guideline, CPG, on Management of Diabetes Mellitus in Primary Care, www.healthquality.va.gov/guidelines/CD/diabetes, provides specific information for patients and families, as well as for a healthcare team. VA's My Healthy Vet, Veterans Health Library, www.veteranshealthlibrary.org, is a comprehensive source of VA-approved health information on topics such as diabetes. Veterans and their caregivers can get more information about managing low blood sugar in the diabetes section under diseases and conditions. For more on getting involved in your VA healthcare, visit the VHA National Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention website, www.prevention.va.gov/healthy_living/be_involved_in_your_health_care.asp. Stay healthy during winter time. Prevention Magazine offers some tips for staying physically, mentally, and emotionally healthy during the winter months. Raise your vitamin D levels naturally. Losing just 5% of your body weight will cause your vitamin D blood levels to shoot up. Other ways to increase vitamin D naturally include lowering your cholesterol, exercising, and eating fatty fish such as wild salmon. Keep using sunscreen. Two types of ultraviolet light from the sun damage your skin, ultraviolet A, UVA, and ultraviolet B, UVB. The big difference? UVB rays are blocked by window glass from the house and car and are less intense in the winter months. UVA light, though, passes through window glass and has the same strength all year, so keep up your sunscreen routine. Get a flu shot. If you don't want to do it for your own health, do it for your neighbors. When 36,000 people in the United States die from complications of the flu and 200,000 are hospitalized each year, doctors should be telling people to get a flu shot because it's a random act of kindness. By getting a flu shot, you increase your odds of staying healthy and help protect your parents, kids, and others with whom you come in contact. Take a class. The cold and darkness of winter can take a toll on a person's mental health. One antidote is to take a class. It can be something for the mind, like book clubs or open college courses, something for the body, like yoga or Pilates, or something to keep the creative juices flowing, like a cooking, tech, or DIY class. Eat more plants. Flax seeds, chia seeds, and walnuts are especially good sources of alpha-linolenic acid, which is an important omega-3 fatty acid. New research suggests omega-3s have anti-inflammatory effects, protect the skin, and may even have a positive effect on mental health.